We want to apologize to our loyal listeners. We were not able to bring this game to you live. We could not get an internet connection any way we tried at Ansonia.
It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We're here at Ansonia High School. Jeff Vaughn, Mark Hubbard here. Going to be bringing you varsity action here in a few minutes. Coach Hubbard, how about giving us a little stats from the JV game tonight where the Indians win big, 51-22.
We won 51-22, scoring for the Indians. Co-leaders Peyton, Judy, and Reese Rogers each with 11. Clayton Pearson with 8. Ryan Braun with 7, and Max Klingshern chipping in with 6. Rebound leaders, just a couple with 5. Again, we subbed freely, so there weren't a lot of minutes for people to get a lot of rebounds. Ethan Shane and Evan Post each with 5. Trevor Vaughn pulled 4 boards. 3-point shooting, outstanding. Reese Rogers, 3 of 6. And steals, Clayton Pearson with 6 steals. I remember him running through the top of the defense and getting quite a few. So field goal percentage, we ended up shooting 46.5% while holding Ansonia to 23.3%. Scoring leader for Ansonia, Keith Burke with 6 points.
So
pretty much in command from the beginning.
Yeah, no doubt. Looks like the Indians, you know, from the get-go, they got down 2-0 and pretty much controlled the tempo from the night on. Here in this varsity matchup tonight, I know Ansonia's Tigers, they're starting a lot of young guys, it looks like, here tonight, Coach Hubbard.
And, I'll tell you what, Coach. I go to see St. Henry a couple times a year because of your friend and mine, Mark Long,
right,
coaching their JVs. And I saw the St. Henry-Ansonia game at St. Henry. And it wasn't a close game. St. Henry was in charge from the beginning. But I'll tell you what, Coach Kramer's got those kids trying to do the right things. You can tell they're well coached. They were patient in their offense, ran kind of a motion thing. Nobody shot any wild shots. They were, you know, you can tell he's doing the right things, and this is eventually going to come out. It's going to work out for them, I think.
So, yeah, we'll be taking a short break here. We'll be right back, and we'll have your starting lineups for the Indians and the Ansonia Tigers. So we'll be back right after this. We're back here, Lions Den, Ansonia High School, ready for some varsity action tonight with our Fort Recovery Indians, coming off a big win last night against New Knoxville at the Barn, always a tough place to play. And Jeff Vaughn here, joined with Coach Mark Hubbard. Coach Hubbard, why don't you give us starting lineups tonight for the Ansonia Tigers?
Okay, we have number 2, Devin Sink, a freshman. Number 10, Aiden Sanders, a sophomore. Number 23, Hunter Muir, a freshman. Number 24, Trevor Alexander, a sophomore. And number 40, Dane Wentworth, the only senior in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and only senior on this whole team for the Tigers. So
2 sophomores, 2 freshmen.
So, you know, very inexperienced squad, and I know Coach Kramer real well, and he's probably saying, hey, I'm going to build for the future. So for the Indians tonight, we're going to have number 3, Brandon Speedy Shane. Number 4, Chase Brunn. Number 12, Darian Shepherd. Number 15, Caleb Martin, going to get his start tonight over Wes Winning. And number 34, Makai Cox. So the Indians going to shake up the lineup a little bit here tonight, Mr. Hubbard. And going to give Caleb Martin, been playing real well lately, and they're going to give him some time.
Caleb has played well. He's scored. He's looking at the basket very well. I don't think so much that's any knock on who's being replaced. I think Marty's just really done a good job. Both those guys are integral parts of this team. I don't know that it's that big a deal.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the Indians, they kind of flip-flop that position all year long, and good for Marty tonight. And, Indians, like I said, got a good win last night at New Knoxville. Regardless of what Knoxville's record is, that's always a tough place to go to and win. So, again, for the Indians, it's going to be Martin, Shepherd, Bruns, Cox, and Shane. For Ansonia, you're going to be Sink, Sanders, Muir, Alexander, and Wentworth, the only senior out there for Ansonia tonight. Caleb Martin's going to jump her up against Murr. And the Ansonia Tigers control the tip.
Interesting. Both teams were on the defensive side of the ball on that jump ball.
So Tigers have it. Going to go over to Sink. Sink's going to cross court over to Alexander, back up top to Muir. Indians in man-to-man. Martin on Sanders. And it's going to be turned over by Ansonia. So right there's those opportunities. You know, Coach Kramer can't be happy with, you know, unforced turnovers, Coach Hubbs.
No. And I don't think it's necessary in their offense because they move well without the ball. You've just got to be patient. There's going to be a passing lane open up.
So looks like Ansonia's going to be in a 2-3 zone possibly. Definitely in a 2-3. Darren Shepherd has the ball out to Brandon Shane. Up top, Schaefer. We got Bruns in the corner to Caleb Martin. Caleb Martin back up top to Darren Shepherd. Looked like he might have traveled, got away with it. Indians being pretty patient here. Two-guard, three-guard look now. Kai Cox high post in the corner to Marty. Martin back up to Speedy Shane. Indians seem a little confused right now what they might be in. Actually, it looks like it's more like a man-to-man. That's going to be turned over by Darren Shepherd, controlled by Wentworth. So not a very good possession for the Indians starting out.
No, some people looked a little lost on where they go.
Coach Kramer calls out a special here. Goes to Wentworth on the right side. Stolen by Makai Cox and back to Murr.
That was almost a nice steal.
Murr has it, the freshman. Back up top to Sink, another freshman. Pretty decent-looking freshman there, Sink is, for a very freshman. So up top over to Sanders, back over to Alexander. In the corner two, long three on the way and up and good. So Dane Wentworth with a long three almost from Rosberg. It's a 3-0 back inside, and that's going to be a foul and up. You going to count it? Nope, on the floor. So the foul's going to be on Muir. So Muir's going to pick up his first foul. Going to be on the floor. Three zip. Wayne IGA scoreboard. Brandon Shane going to trigger it in here for the Indians. And it's thrown away. Tracked down by Chase Brunn. Yeah. So right now, Indians off to a very slow start, Coach.
Yeah.
Looks like Ansonia's in a little matchup man-to-man. It's a 2-3, but more. Three ball on the way in the right corner out of Darren Shepherd. Rebounded by Sink.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if that's a 2-3 or what they do with cutters through. I think the slides are 2-3.
Sink takes it in, stripped right out of his hands by Shepherd. Shepherd on the run behind the back. Picks it up, kick out. Brandon Shane in the corner to Marty. Marty on baseline drive, falls down, throws it up, wild shot, no good. Rebound Sanders. So far, Indians looked really confused offensively. Sanders brings it across the timeline to Sink. Three ball on the way again, up, no good. Rebound Chase Brunn. So three long three balls by Wentworth. Darian Shepherd between his legs finds Makai Cox, bobbles it, loses it, back over to Darian Shepherd, tipped away from Chase Bruns. Right now, Coach, Ansonia's just playing a little harder, I think.
Well, yeah, we're like one dribble too deep.
Real
on
loose
the drive
and loose with the ball.
We are
very loose with the ball. Alexander picks up his dribble to the right side to Sink, in the corner to Sanders. Sanders takes it inside, tied up by Shepherd, back out top to Sink. Sink picks up his dribble. Over to Alexander. Alexander, Sanders, three ball up. No good rebound, Darren Shepherd. So
they're not taking it inside on us.
No, they're not. They're looking to settle for threes, and we're going to have quite a few substitutions coming in, it looks like, at this next buzzer. Shot up by Marty. No good. Brandon Shane just throws it straight out of bounds. So right now, Coach, one of them Saturday nights, and guys just aren't come to play yet.
Has that look early, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. In for the Tigers is going to be 44 Lane Clark, and number 5, the spindly-looking Brandon Swab. So he's a junior. I believe, Southmore. And it's going to be a timeout by Coach Kramer. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here with him. 4:21 to go, 3-0, Ansonia Tigers. So as a coach right now in that timeout, what are you saying, Coach Hubbard?
Well, we're not getting a lot of shot attempts, turning the ball over. We're having some empty possessions early. We got to tone it down a little bit, value the basketball a little bit more.
Yeah, Indians have probably, what, two or three turnovers probably early
And two or three of them are just taking the ball one dribble too deep.
And as we said, we've just been real loose with the ball here handling, and definitely one of the Saturday night laws here to get rolling.
That's what happens when you take the ball too deep into a crowd, and that's kind of what some of those have been.
Clark triggers it into Sanders. Actually, number 10, Sanders, used to be a Fort Recovery boy. He was in the Southmore boys class. Three on the way. No good. Rebound again by Darren Shepard. Shepard comes up on the break. Picks up his dribble. Off balance. And going to get a body foul on number 24, Alexander. So Chase Brun's going to trigger it in right in front of the Tigers bench. Brandon Shane picks up his dribble. Inside to Makai Cox.
Nice feed from Darian.
So nice post entry from Darian Shepard from the top of the key there.
He's actually had a couple. We finished well on the
3-2,
end of that one.
Ansonia leading. Interesting matchup here. They're letting their center bring it up the court.
You know,
it's Lane Clark over to Swab. Back up top to Alexander. Wentworth to the rack, up, no good. Wentworth kid's pretty athletic, but he looks like he's the type of kid that might get a little out of control as the night goes on. Inside Speedy Shane.
Good stop and pop.
8-foot pull-up jumper and gets fouled there. So like Coach Hubbard said, a nice stop and pop. We're going to have Matt Benz going to come into the lineup here. Probably going to replace Chase Bruns, I'm guessing. Speedy's first free throw, eyes it, flies it, and he gets it. So Matt Benn actually going to replace Wes or Caleb Martin. So Coach Benn shouting out instruction. Look like they're going to go to a 20 press here. Indians with a multiple number of presses that they do run. Misses the second one.
He's still in it even with the missed
free
throw.
We're in a 1-2-2 trap. Looks more of a half court. Now we match up.
Yeah, we changed. We changed the middle possession.
And unforced turnover by Ansonia. Speedy Shane with a steal. Gets in the paint. Over to Matt Benn. Three ball up and good.
So good kick out by Speedy.
Matt Benn comes in and knocks down his first three. It's 6-3 Indians. We're recovering a little man-to-man press. Clark brings it up. Gets it over to Sink. Over to Wentworth on the bounce. To the rack. Little floater, and he just gets bailed out there, Coach. Had no idea where the basket was.
Yep.
So,
but if you don't line them up, you foul.
Going to get a foul on Chase Bruns. Going to be his first.
Memories of St. Henry games when we had the boys. Remember Kramer used to have his center bring it up?
Yep.
That's a Kramer thing. He used to do that with St. Henry with Coach Rosenbeck.
Wentworth, first one up and good.
They figure your center's going to guard their center.
Kyle Schreier going to check into the ball game here for the Indians. He's going to replace Chase Bruns. 6-4, Indians in the lead. Wayne IGA scoreboard. Second one up and no good. Rebound, Micaiah Cox. And Sonya in their 2-3 zone. Matt Benn has it into Micaiah Cox. Turns around, just throws it out of bounds. Very not sure what. That possession wasn't real pretty.
You know, high-low is a nice idea, but we need to make sure somebody's in the low.
Actually looked like Makai could have caught that and went to the rack,
Yeah, I agree. He could have.
Indian in a 1-2-2. Darian Shepard taken away again. Kramer says clear it out. He has Lane Clark as center. Bring it down. A run and jump by Schreier. No good. Splits a trap. Over to Wentworth. Pull-up jumper up. No good. Rebound Murr. Takes it up. Misses it. Rebound by Sink, no good. So Ansonia crashing the glass.
They did.
Early.
They were all over it.
6-4. Alpaw Darren Shepard Indians just playing real sloppy right now. Need to regroup. Got to host the Tigers. Subs, gonna Sanders and Alexander's going to come in and replace Swab and Wentworth. Again, 6-4 Indians, 2:10 to go here, Wayne IGA scoreboard. Indians on a 1-2-2. Press picked up. Sanders with it in the backcourt, looks up, cross court to Murr. Murr dribble, kicks out to Sink.
Other than Clark, we're back to starters for Ansonia.
Ansonia calling out motion. Sink, step back three, up, no good. Rebound Darian Sheffer. So Darian doing a good job on the glass tonight, Coach. He's probably got three or four.
Yep.
Three ball, Schreier up, no good. Backside rebound and
good
put
job,
back.
Speedy.
Speedy Shane. So 8-4 Indians.
Man to man. Big bringing it up on Micaiah.
Clark brings it up. Running jump coming.
Darian
Alexander with the ball, being guarded by Shane. Clark has it, dribbles baseline. Flop, no call, stolen by Strayer, up to Speedy Shane. Speedy Shane to Matt Benn. Matt Benn stops, turns around, back to Shaney, cutting Strayer, layup up
well
and good.
Done. Well done.
So Kyle Strayer gets an easy bucket. It's 10-4 Indians. 1 minute remaining. Sanders with the ball, being pressured, double team coming. Picks it up, stolen by Darian Sheffer, but he's going to stay out of bounds. So Jason Reister and Chase Brunn's going to come in and replace Micaiah Cox and Darian Sheffer. Wentworth's going to come in and replace Lane Clark. So 10-4, 51.8 seconds. Muir brings it across the timeline, throws it right out of bounds. Again, unforced turnover by Ansonia.
Kind of surprised at that one.
Again, you know, Ansonia with a young,
very
young lineup.
Yeah.
And right now some of their errors are showing up. But
in fact, Wentworth's not on the floor.
Yeah, he's back in. He came in last number 40.
Oh, there he is. That's right.
Cross-court pass. Ben over to Shane up top. Got five-guard lineup here for the Indians. Chase Bruns, little floater up, air ball, no good. Fought for, rebound, Murr, and going to have a foul on Jason Reisner. So right now, Indians going with a five-guard lineup for the most part, Coach.
Yeah, they are small.
Chase Bruns, the biggest guy on the floor for the Indians right now at about 6'2", 6'1". And a 1-2-2 press, 20 seconds to go, 10-4, Fort Recovery. Sanders looks up front, gets it up to Sink. He traveled, got away with it. Up and foul on Wentworth. So Kyle Schreier is going to pick up that foul. It's going to be his first team's third.
Somebody got loose on the backside of that press, Coach.
Dane Wentworth gets loose and gets fouled. So Wentworth's going to go back to line. He's got four for the Tigers. First free throw up and good. That's going to be 5 points. This has been his fourth free throw attempt right here. Subs in for the Tigers, Swab and Clark. Wentworth's second free throw up and good. So 10-6. Indians in the lead, 7 seconds, six. Kick out, three-pointer on the way. Air ball, no good. Rebound, Jason Reisner. Shot up, no good. And that's your first quarter, and it is 10-6. Indians, we'll take a short break and we'll be right back with second quarter action. We're back here. Ansonia High School, 10-6. Our Indians in the lead. Not a real clean quarter, was it, Coach?
Yeah, I'm trying to really check on turnovers.
All right. Like I said, Indians turned it over quite a bit early on. Then got in a little bit of a flow, but so far no flow at all for the Indians. It's 10-6.
Six turnovers in the quarter, and I remember all of them.
Six of them for the Indian. End of the lineup is Tanner Cook. So right now on the floor for the Indians are Ben, Shane, Cook, Bruns, and Cox. For the Tigers, Swab, Sanders, Wentworth, Sink, and Clark. Alley-oop play up and no good. Old Syracuse play. Chase Bruns just rims it around. It does a 360 and pops out. So 10-6 yet. Ansonia, you got to be feeling pretty good about themselves right now, Coach.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Sink on the bounce. Takes it all the way in. Stripped by Chase Bruns. Chase Bruns ahead to Matt Benn. Matt Benn goes in, out of control. Kicks it over to Speedy Shane inside to Makai Cox. He takes it up, and there's going to be a foul on Lane Clark. So Makai Cox is going to go to the Case IH Hall Brothers foul line for the first time tonight. I think these are the first free throws by the Indians this evening, aren't they, Coach?
So, yeah. Good drop step by Makai there.
First one by Makai is up, and it's good. Gets a friendly roll off the front of the rim. Alexander's going to come back in and replace Wentworth. Wentworth will take a seat, going to the locker room, it looks like. He's got six for the Ansonia to lead him. He's got all their points. Second one by Makai up and good. 12-6 Indians, 7:24 to go here on the K&L Tractor scoreboard. The great guys Kenny and Todd Holman out there at K&L, hoping I don't need to use a snow blower or snow plow the rest of the year, but if you need to, go to K&L. And Sanders going to force it in, going to get a nickel dimer there on Matt Benn.
Yeah, still, we got to get in front of the dribble better than that. He was going to split a couple of us.
Coach, Kramer substituting like a madman so far. Used everybody on his bench but the JV boys down there. Murr's going to come back into the game. Back up top to Alexander. Coach,
they're stopping Kramer to look this over a little bit. This zone might be a good move by Coach Cooks.
Three ball sink out of the right corner. Unless up and good.
That. So
the freshman knocks down a three from the right corner. He's got three. It makes it 12-9 Indians. And Sonia in their 2-3 matchup zone. Actually, it's more man-to-man, actually. They're staying with cutters. The Indians and the Eagle. Little Coach Hubbard Eagle action. Brandon Chain up and no good. He's going to get fouled.
He drew it. Yep.
So, Coach Hubbard, that Eagle, where'd you actually learn that at?
Learned it from a high school coach in Oregon. He sent me a film on one of his players. I didn't like the player, but I loved the offense.
Name How many was, years ago was that?
I would say 24, 25.
First free. Sonny
Long from Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Sonny Long, only you would remember his name and where it was at.
Yep.
First free throw by Speedy Shane, no good. We got subs in. Darian Shepherd and Caleb Martin's going to come back in. Speedy Shane up and good, so it makes it 13-9 Indians. 6:27 to go here. K&L's second quarter scoreboard. Indians showing pressure again. In the front court of Murr, he takes two dribbles, turns it over, throws it right to Shepherd. Up to Bruns. Bruns takes it up and misses another layup, Coach.
Wow.
And it's fought for, and it comes down to Ansonia.
Guys, we got to finish those.
Chase Bruns just has to be stronger. He's kind of messing with the ball and dipsy-dooing, and he just needs to go up and finish it strong. And that's going to be a reach-in by Darian Shepherd. So that's going to be team foul number six, first on Shepherd.
Yeah, Darian made a nice play the play before that. He ran from behind and had a nice steal. But we've got to move the feet a little better and stay in front of the bounce.
Alexander with Bruns, and Bruns reaches in. So easy call right there, Coach. And that's 16 fouls, 5:56 to go here. That's Chase's first team foul, team sixth. Yep. Next one's going to put him in the bonus.
That's pretty early for the bonus.
Triggered into Alexander, guarded by Bruns. Alexander's going to go. Here comes a jump in the corner to Sink. Sink dribbles down the middle of paint, pull up, kick out to Sanders. Sanders on the bout, kick out to Murr. Murr fakes a three over to Lane Clark. He fakes a three. He picks up his dribble, kicks over to the left side to Sink.
Nice job of not throwing it away there by Clark.
Sink dribbling, another foul on Chase Bruns. They don't call it. Back over to Sink. Sink dribbles left side down the lane. Kick out over to Alexander. Nice ball rotation. Sanders, three ball up and
they
good.
They earned that one, Coach.
Tell you what, pretty nice offensive possession.
Yes, it was.
There.
They earned that one.
13-12 Indians. 5:08 to go here, second quarter. Darian Shepherd over to Shane. over to Bruns, back up top to Micaiah, Austin Cox, over to Marty. Marty swings it back around the key, over to Chase Bruns, left side. He drives baseline, he's going to get fouled. They're tied up. Going to be team foul number six.
Yeah, it's six on them.
That's going to be second foul on Devin Sink. Wentworth's going to come back into the ball game.
They might. That one might have hurt them. Sink. Yeah, Sink does a lot of little things.
Yes,
for them
he
to
does.
Run
he
offense.
Runs the point for
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Triggered in turnover. Indians. Wentworth on the run finds a nice streaking Alexander and. Ansonia's up 14-13 here, Coach. 4:38 to go.
They've earned it.
Yes, they have. Speedy Shane inside. Marty.
Good find,
up,
Speedy.
And no good.
How
rebound,
many
Murr.
Missed?
Hunter Murr with the rebound. Another missed point-blank opportunity. That's three this quarter. Two by Brunzi and one by Marty. Stolen by Shane.
Trouble.
Up. And he misses it, and out of bounds on Shane. So he shoves it right up the back of the bucket there, Coach.
Yeah.
As you said.
He might have mishandled that and got a little caught under the basket. I don't know. That was strange.
Right now, Ansonia, a nice little run. Indians struggling offensively. Chase Bruns on Alexander. A lot of body contact. No call over to Sanders. Sanders takes it in, picks it up, docked away. Picks it up again. Going to be loose on the deck. Going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with Ansonia. 14-13 Tigers in the lead. 3:57 to go in the quarter.
Okay.
Swab's going to come in and replace Clark. Triggered in by Sanders. Right to Alexander. Easy five-footer up. No good. Rebound Sanders and no miss. Tell you right now, Coach, Ansonia is getting a lot of great looks.
We've caught some breaks. We've caught some breaks. Some
Darren Shepherd brings it up. He gets the rebound and comes up the court over to Caleb Martin. Darren Shepherd looks inside over to Speedy Shane. Ansonia in a 2-3 zone. That's going to be a foul on the spindly Swab. Going to say Chase Bruns to the line. Chase is going to be shooting the front end of a 1-1. And that's going to be Swab's second foul, team seven.
Sink back in with two fouls. I understand why.
Yes,
he's
definitely.
Kind of a settling influence on that offense for them.
Chase Bruns at the line. First one up and good. Ties the ball game. 14-all, 3:30 to go here in the second quarter.
Conventional wisdom tells you Coach Kramer's taking a chance, but I understand why Sink's back in.
He's rolling the dice, but
yep.
I understand too. 15-14. Indians in the lead. Again, Coach Kramer gives it to his post player and says bring it up, but he doesn't look like he can handle that great. Over to Sink. Baseball pass into Alexander. Kick out Swab. Back out to Alexander. He's guarded by Darren Shepherd. Reach in, he got away with. Moving screen, Murr. Alexander takes it in, throws up a wild shot. Wentworth back, picks up a foul. Coming the other way, Chase Bruns behind his back to Darren Shepherd again.
It will
be
their
wow.
ball. We got a break because when it rolled out of bounds, it was right into one of their guys.
Indians definitely caught a huge break right there.
See, he's pulling Sink on defense now.
Chase Bruns with a ill-advised behind the back. Move into Micaiah Cox and easy.
Good out-of-bounds play. Speedy to Micaiah.
It amazes me how many times Indians score off that play. 17-14. Run and jump coming. Clark back up top to Murr. Over to Swab. Three ball on the way up. No good. Rebound Speedy Shane.
If you're them.
2:38 to go here. K&L scoreboard.
Maybe we'll settle down
Chase
here.
Bruns on the right side. And another turnover. Lazy. Bruns checks it back. Then to Micaiah Cox. Shot up. Missed layup. Up again. Gets blocked up top, but they're going to call one down low on Lane Clark. So Micaiah Cox is going to go back to the foul line here.
Yeah, he stayed after it there and finally got to the line. Tried to put back his own miss, but he did try to put it back.
Kyle Schreier and Matt Benn going to come back in the game. First one by Micaiah is up and good. Chase Brun's going to take a seat. And Speedy Shane. Well, actually, Indians on the floor for the Indians is Cox, Ben, Schreier, Sheffer, and Martin.
Who becomes point guard?
18-14. For us?
Yeah.
Matt Ben will play the point. Tanner Cook going to come in and replace Micaiah Cox. So Micaiah has six. Indians looking to press. And Sonya, for the most part, have done okay against it. Most of their turnovers have been unforced at the half court.
Yeah, it really is. And there's enough things in their offenses, they don't have to do that.
Going to have Micaiah Cox come back in.
Tanner Cook in up on the ball now.
Here comes a jump. Timeout. Coach Kramer, full timeout. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. 2:12 to go. Indians up 19-14. We're back here. And Sonya, 2:12 to go. 19-14. Indians in the lead. Low scoring first half, but a lot of turnovers by the Indians. And Sonya has done some nice things, been patient offensively. Unforced turnover again. So coach's nightmare right there. You just call a timeout, and Darian Sheffer goes coast to coast, gets a layup.
Well done by Darian. Behind the back move, nice finish.
21-14. 1:48 to go. Look at this. Between his legs, rolls. Wow. Not sure how it wasn't a travel.
The purple and faithful are calling for one.
Same thing. You can hear him in my ear set here. We got a hand check on Darian, and it's going to send Swab to the line. Shoot 1-1. So that's going to be Shepherd's second team foul. Team seventh.
Were our last minute and a half, 2 minutes, pressure's gotten to him. We're up seven.
And again, you know, it's been unforced turnovers, missed layup, or missed free throw, and Clark misses a layup.
We are fortunate there.
So Indians dodge a bullet there.
Wide open stick back.
21-14. Indians in a lead, back into Eagles. Micaiah Cox just traveled, no call. Kyle Schreier out to Ben, to Tanner Cook. Micaiah Cox in the high post, three-point backdoor cut,
good job,
Kyle Shanehair. So Darian Sheffer with a very nice find on the baseline.
Backdoor out of Eagle.
Biggest
good
lead
look.
Of the night. 9 points, 23-14, 58 seconds to go. And now another turnover. Micaiah Cox, is he going to try to dunk it? And he does. Micaiah Cox with his first career dunk. 25-14, so Big Mike with a dunk.
Indian Nation enjoyed that one.
Yes, they did. It's been a while since we've seen one of those. And now another turnover. Matt Ben on the run. Steal up and good. So, like that, the floodgates are opening. 27-14 Indians. 29 seconds to go. Matt Ben on the bounce. Looks ahead. Rebound now. Another steal. Near steal. Tanner Cook. Back up top to Clark. And Ansonia has to stop the bleeding here. 15 seconds. 27-14 Indians. Sanders, pull-up shot, 15-footer up, no good, 8 seconds. 6-5, Darian Sheffer on the top of the key, pull-up three by the volleyball lines, no good, rebound Swab. So pretty good fast and furious finish by the Indians there, Coach.
It was. Again, a lot of defensive pressure.
All
to create
set
ups
on turnovers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we probably took...
We
four
had at least three
converted.
Or four right
yeah,
there
I'd
in the last
four.
2 minutes.
Yep.
Micaiah Cox gets a slam dunk, which kind of took people by surprise. And at the halftime, 27-14, your Indians in the lead. We'll take a break and we'll have some stats right after this. We're back here, halftime. And Sonya High School, 27-14, Indians in the lead. Biggest lead of the night. Coach Hubbard, walk us through some stats here.
Well, we had that sudden burst of turnovers we created on them. They had 10 turnovers, and a lot of them were late in the second quarter. Our stat leaders, let's see, we have Brandon Shane leading us in rebounds, Darian Sheffer with 5, Micaiah Cox with 4, Micaiah leads us in scoring with 10, Matt Ben 5, that's our two leaders there. 3 steals from Darian Sheffer. Shooting percentages, the Indians 47.4 to only 22.2 for Ansonia.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did miss some wide open looks, but we hurried them on some stuff too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, another thing that sticks out, Indians have 9 field goals and 5 of those are assisted. So, yeah really, we don't have a whole lot of field goals ourselves, but defensively, the Indians did the job, as you said, created some turnovers that really hurt Ansonia in that last 2 minutes of the quarter, you know.
It was just a flurry. It was 15-14 at one time.
And it was, like you knew it, it was up to 13 like that. So, as we say here at the halftime, 27-14, K&L Tractor Scoreboard. I'd like to thank our sponsors here tonight and make a little few announcements here of the upcoming events next week. On Tuesday night, we got senior night for the girls' high school girls' basketball and swim teams. That'll be JV kickoff at the field house at 6 p.m. against Salina. And then Thursday night, the Indians travel to St. Henry for their final game of the season and their final MAC game of the year. So that'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off. And then Friday night, the boys are going to host St. Henry at 6:30. Plus, it's going to be the football state recognition night. The boys are going to get their rings that night.
Great.
And also, I think that's the Shane Long Fish Fry night at Fort Recovery. And then on Saturday night, it's going to be senior night for boys basketball, and that's going to be against St. Mary's at 6 p.m. So a lot of activities going here this last week of the season, Coach.
Yeah, there will be. It'll be a special time of a great senior class. You know, you and I have gone a lot of miles with the boy athletes and the girls athletes, and it'll be tough to say goodbye to a lot of those kids.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of nice seniors in that group, and like Coach said, we've had the opportunity to be around them both on the boys and the girls side. And speaking of one of those seniors, Wes Wenning, it sounds like he's got a little gimpy knee tonight.
From what I got at halftime, the thing with Wes is about a sore knee. So it wasn't so much a lineup shakeup as just they decided not to take a lot of chances and overextend Wes. So the reports we're getting is a stiff knee.
Probably not a bad call.
No,
Indians
Saturday
come out.
Night, non-conference. Man.
Indians on a little flex cut. Darian Shepherd, 3-ball left side up, no good.
It was open.
Tipped out to Makai Cox to Bruns. Shaney over to Bruns. Bruns looks inside, finds Darian Shepherd on a nice little cut in the back door.
Caught him on the backside. They were not sure whether they were man or a 1-3-1 or whatever. And Sonia kids were talking about what are they supposed to be in. They
that makes it 29-14. Largest lead, Mirror, 3 up, no good. Looks like a shot I'd let him shoot all night. And Coach Kramer not happy about that selection.
No, no.
Darian Shepherd with the ball. Up top by the circle, over the volleyball line to Caleb Martin, back over to Shepherd.
A lot of eagle.
Makai Cox, little spin move, gets lucky and
back door by the post.
Chain. Nice cut by Makai. I wasn't sure about the little spin move, but got his own change and put it back in. Makes it 31-14. Wentworth with the drive, turnover. Chase Bruns across the timeline between his legs, back to Shaney. Speedy inside, it's Martin, and
we've had some nice finds.
Going to call timeout here.
Yeah, he wants time, but I'll tell you what, we had a couple nice finds right there.
Definitely nice find. Indians take the biggest lead of the game, 33-14. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back here with third quarter action. Back here at the Tigers' Den, 33-14. Indians on top with a huge run coming out of here from about the last 2 minutes of the second quarter to now, Hubs. And
so we're looking, we're looking at what happens with young kids play a senior team, and there's pressure, and you haven't been there before.
Sink brings it across, being double teamed. In the corner to Wentworth, over to Alexander. Alexander, 3-ball up, no good, tipped out of bounds by Murr. So, again, Tigers come up empty-handed in this quarter so far. Speedy Shane across the timeline gives it to Makai Cox in the circle. He goes left, loses the handle. Darian Shepherd throws a wild patch, hits it back. Weird possession into Makai Cox. Another extra post to Marty. So A lot of unselfish basketball there.
Yeah, they
almost
the
overpassed.
Ball. Yeah, they did.
Sanders has it. Comes across the sink. Now the lead's ballooned to 21, just like that. Indians in the lead. Sanders, Wentworth, long three up, no good. Rebound, Micaiah Cox.
They're just not getting those threes down at all. They just need one to stop the bleeding, and they're not getting it.
Carry on, Darian Shepard, going the other way. We're going to have Swab and Clark in for Meir and Sink. Clark's going to bring it up, and it's still pressing up 21, 5:36 to go here. Nature's Green third quarter scoreboard, and we got a 10 count.
The idea of the point guard bringing it has backfired.
Yeah.
It did late in the second quarter.
Well, that time the Indians were in little man pressure when the center brought it up.
But now that had a little bit to do with the second quarter blow-up.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Speedy Shane into Micaiah Cox. In between the circles. Kick out Darian Shepard. Three ball fake. Dribbles in. Got away with a travel. Loose inside. Going to be a jump ball. So, actually, I thought that was probably the right call. Some
of
the
Indian
faithful not happy with it.
But, right idea to look for Mike down there, but it's just too crowded.
Matt Benn going to come in and replace Marty. 35-14. Nature Green scoreboard. Indians in a little 2-1 press. Inside to Alexander. He turns it over. Micaiah Cox with the save. Off of Matt Benn's head to Darian Shepard with a step through and up. So a real tough move there by Shepard. Double team coming. Indians
don't
trapped.
Need to foul him out of that, guys.
Turnover. Darian Shepard going with it. Takes it up, lays it up, and good. So 39-14, 25-point lead for the Indians, biggest of the night. Darian has the eight now, 4:36 to go. Turnover again,
steal,
Alexander,
Chase.
And Chase Bruns throws it out of bounds. So unfortunate there. But
tried to lead Speedy off that steal. Good steal by Chase. Just tried to lead him a little too much.
Kyle Schreier is going to come in and replace Darian Shepherd. Indians still with the press on right now. Up 25. 39-14. 4:30 to go.
Wes giving Darian a little business on the bench. I can only imagine. Probably about not dunking.
Meir gets it. Splits a triple team. Looks to Sink. Sink takes a three from the top. Up and good. So that's his second three of the night.
I think he's going to be okay eventually, Jeff.
As a freshman, I agree. He's got a decent-looking body.
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice-looking stroke. Micaiah Cox wheels, deals to the rack.
Good finish.
Good. So Micaiah with his left hand and gets to the rack. Makes it 41-17. 12 on the night for Micaiah. Meir has it. Tipped away. Goes to Wentworth. Three ball up. Air ball. And the battled four is going to stay there off Kyle Schreier's foot. So Indians are going to go in a little diamond here, Coach Guggenbauer calls out. Jason Reisner is going to come into the ball game. Out to Swab, three ball up, no good. High Archer, rebound Micaiah Cox. 3:39 to go, 41-17. Chase Brunt skip past Kyle Schreier, over to Chaney up top. Matt Benn on the left side. Back over to Kyle Schreier inside. Micaiah Cox, no good. Tell you what, Coach, one thing that amazes me watching teams defend Micaiah Cox is how they let him use his left.
Yep.
Does that shock you or not?
Yeah, especially when I coached him for a year. And
I mean,
I don't know
very
if he finished
good skilled
one hard
basketball
on his right
player,
before,
but I definitely make him go to his right, and teams don't make him do it. Rebound Chase Bruns coming out to Speedy Shane into Micaiah Cox. Back out to Speedy. Good ball rotation.
Yeah, they
short
are. They're
corner
moving
to
well.
Matt Benn.
Good ball
kick
fakes,
out Chase
Matt.
Bruns. Three ball up in. No good short. Rebound Lane Clark.
Yeah, but that was good offense.
Tell you what, Coach. This Clark kid's done all right for Ansonia when he's come in. Bigger kid, and there's another turnover. Again, senior against a freshman, juniors. Inside to Micaiah Cox, back to his left side, gives it to Chase Brunson. He makes a layup. That's going to be 6 points for Brunson tonight. Makes it 43-17. Indians in the lead. Full court pressure, another turnover. Again, Speedy Shane takes it up, is going to get fouled by Murr. Right there is just a case of young Murr getting a little frustrated here.
They're looking a little worn down, Coach. I think our pressure has fatigued them, among other things.
And we got a timeout. We'll take one with them here on Nature's Green third quarter scoreboard, 43-17. We're back here. Lions, Tigers then, 43-17. Indians on top. Speedy Shane going to foul line. He's going to be shooting two. Speedy's got four on the night. First free throw up and good. On the floor for the Indians, you got Jason Reisner, Tanner Cook, Speedy Shane, Matt Benn, and Kyle Schreier. Second free throw up and no good. Indians still pressing. Look like they're in a 2-1-2 press. Sink to the middle of the floor to Alexander, over to Murr, back to Alexander, back to Murr. Shot up and good. So Murr gets in the scoring column. That's going to be his first bucket. The freshman has two.
Good shot, good kick out.
44-19. Indians in the lead. High post to Tanner Cook. Back up to Kyle Schreier. Back to Speedy Shane. Three ball up. No good. Rebound Jason Reisner. Back to Speedy Shane. Nice find to Matt Benn. He takes it up, and he's going to be fouled by Aiden Sanders, I believe. No, they're going to call it on Alexander. So for the Tigers, you got Murr, Sank, Alexander, Sanders, and Swab. Caleb Martin's going to come back into the game and replace Speedy Shane.
Speedy's had a good one tonight. Overall, yeah, not bad. He has. He's had some nice finds and certainly played well defensively.
Matt Benn makes the second one. He has 7 points. 46-19. Out to Swab. Swab kicks it back up top to Sanders. Over to Alexander. Back up top to Sink. Three ball up. No good. Rebound Caleb Martin.
They were 3 for 8 from three the first half, but they're getting nothing to go down now.
Believe they got one maybe to fall this half. Indians and Eagles. Foul stolen by Alexander. He goes up, takes it up, and gets fouled by Jason Reisner. So nice little defensive play and run out by Alexander.
Yep.
He's going to go to the line here and shoot two. Another young kid. I believe he's a sophomore. I'm going to guess about 6 foot sophomore. Going to the line, shoot his first free throw. First one's up and hard off the back iron. So he's got two on the night for the Tigers. It's 46-19, 106 to play. Second free throw by Alexander up, and it's hard off the back iron. And rebound Matt Benn. Matt Benn coming across the timeline. Gets it to Marty at the high post. Loses it again, and stolen by Alexander again. So two turnovers on the road by Caleb Martin, and now we got another steal by Matt Benn. Sink goes up, challenging, missed layup, tracked down by Swab, and he gets knocked down by Matt Benn. So going to be a foul by Matt Benn, going to be his second.
Both guys hustling for it. Swab just got there first.
43.7 seconds to go here. Nature's Green third quarter scoreboard. Triggered into Alexander, guarded by Schreier. Schreier with a little full court man. Here comes the jump. Alexander kick out to Sanders. Reverses the sink. He takes it up. Misses the layup.
Wow.
Battled for by Murr. Going to stay with the Indians here. So
they did some good things against the pressure there. They just got to finish.
Yes, they did. So the Ansonia has two sophomores, two freshmen, three sophomores and two freshmen on the floor right now. Indians got Benn, Reisner, Schreier, Cook and Martin going for one. 17 seconds to go.
Low 1-4. for Matt.
Matt Benn with the ball, 10 seconds. Going to make a move to the bucket. He drives, takes it up, no good. Batted around. Aiden Sanders picks it up, throws up a prayer, and it's good. So from the volleyball line, Aiden Sanders knocks down a three. He's got 6 points on the night. Makes it 46-22.
Unusual three for one of your few.
Yes, it was. And we'll be back right after this with fourth quarter action. We're back here. Fourth quarter action. 10-man sports bar and grill. Fourth quarter scoreboard. So it's been all Indians so far this second half, Coach Hubbs.
The way this score is running, we probably all are going to have some people leaving early for 10-mans right now.
Nice cold beverage on tap.
Yep.
46-22 Indians. Leading scorer for the Indians tonight is Micaiah Cox. He's got 12. On the floor, Shane, Schreier, Martin, Cox, and Ben.
Looks 2-3, but I'll bet you're right. There's a little matchup going on here.
Yeah, there's definitely matchup going
on
here.
Oh, yeah.
Up top to Speedy Shane. Over to Micaiah Cox. Inside to Marty. He's double team, kicked out to Matt Benn. Matt Benn on the run. 3-point fake by Speedy Shane. Backs it out. Kyle Schreier on the left side. Streaking in the middle of the paint. Matt Benn, and nice cut by Matt Benn there, Coach.
Yes, it was.
Indians still pressing here. Up 26. 3-pointer up and out. No good. Wentworth. Rebound Micaiah Cox.
Boy, he hit that one early and looked really solid, didn't he? And now nothing's going
for
him.
Yeah, he hadn't been able to hit one all night long.
Just
made the first one of the night inside
nice
to Caleb
pass.
Martin. Up and good. So nice assist by Speedy there.
Yep, found him on the backside of that defense again.
28-point ball game. Alexander in the front court to Clark. Backside Wentworth, three up, and he gets it to
go. Got one finally to go.
Makes it 50-25 Indians. 6:44 to go here. 10-man sports bar and grill scoreboard. Looks like a couple Ansonia Tigers will be checking in at the next dead ball. Inside to Marty, short corner. Kick out Speedy Shane. Three balls fake into Kyle Schreier. Swing back to 15-footer by Caleb
Martin. Not bad offense there.
And he's taking their time, 52-25.
I lost you.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties.
I don't hear myself.
All right, we got Coach Hubbard still live. I don't know if I am or not. So
I hear you.
Do you hear me?
I hear you on this. I don't hear myself.
You're still live. I hear you. So we got a little technical difficulties here.
All right.
It's going to be.
While we were at it, a foul was drawn by number 10.
Aiden Sanders.
That's Sanders.
Going to sink and Mears going to be back in the ball game. Second one by Sanders. Up. No good. Rebound Martin. Speedy Shane brings it across the timeline. Over to Kyle Schreier. Over to Marty on the left side. Ansonia still in this matchup, 2-3. Matt Benn on the right side. And to Micaiah Cox, he fakes. Leaves his feet. Gives it to our running Caleb Martin. So Marty getting into the party here, Coach. He's got 10.
Yep.
54-26. Lane Clark with it out top, pick and roll. Wentworth back out on top. Wentworth on the drive, pull-up jumper, up, gets fouled. Tell you what, Wentworth actually a pretty good-looking athlete.
Yeah, he is. He's just not the ball just isn't going in for him on the threes.
So Wentworth's going to go back to the foul line. He's going first one up and good. Wentworth has 9 on the night. I don't know. I think we're still going. The tape's rolling.
I don't know. I hear you a little bit. I don't hear myself through the headset at all.
Wentworth's second one up, and it rolls out. Rebound Micaiah Cox. Indians on the run. Up to Kyle Schreier. Kyle Schreier, Tanner Cook, up, no good.
Good, we're good.
And we're back on here.
So. Yeah, we might have had technical difficulties, but we're alive here for the last 5 minutes, folks.
I think we actually been getting it, Hubs. I just think it may be one speaker was out. Wentworth, another three, up and good. Give Wentworth 13 points. Makes it 56-30. In this great location up here, my feet got entangled with all the cables here, huh? Yes. That's what happened.
Yeah, the media accommodations here at Ansonia are somewhat limited.
Yeah.
Tough
Tanner
one for Tanner.
Misses. Marty goes down. They call a foul. Should have been a jump ball, it looked like. Unfortunately, tonight we couldn't get online, so we're on tape delay here. Neil Spencer worked his hardest to try to get us on.
Yeah, I feel bad for Neil because he takes a lot of pride in that stuff. But sometimes you go on the road and they just aren't in the same league that you are. That's kind of what happened to Neil tonight.
Ansonia with the ball. Sanders up top to Sink at the foul line. He throws it over to Sanders. Sanders on the bounce. Kicks it over left side to Alexander. Fakes. Gets blocked by Makai Cox. Gets it back.
I guess he was blocked.
And we're going to have a hold on Caleb Martin. So going to be Caleb's second. Team's fifth. Murr's going to trigger it in. Push off by Alexander. He got away with it. Tanner Cook strips it. And he fights for a jump ball.
Jump ball.
And it's going to go back to Ansonia. So.
Good hustle, Tanner.
Yep, Tanner did. He went and got after it. 56-30. Indians in the lead. Jason Reeser going to check back into the game. Nice move there, actually.
Nice pass for the inbounder. Little quick hitter, kind of like the one we threw to Makai a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, Aiden Sanders throws it into Murr, and Murr with a little jump hook gets fouled by Makai Cox, and Makai is going to take a seat probably for the rest of the night. I think Big Mike's had 13 points on the night. 4:03 to go. Shot up and good. So Murr gets in the scoreboard and makes it 56-33. Matt Benn brings it across the timeline. Cook, Benn, Martin, Reesner, and Schreier. Kyle Schreier up top. Cuts through over to Jason Reeser. To the corner to Matt Benn. Back up top, Jason Reeser. Over to Marty. Indians going to hold it. Back up top. Jason Reeser picks up his dribble over to Matt Benn in the corner. Back up top. Indians run an eagle. Three-pointer, Tanner Cook, left side up and good. Tanner Cook gets in the scoreboard for the Indians tonight.
That's great. I mean, I'm happy for Tanner. And that bench, see that bench get up and cheer for him?
Yep. So everybody so far besides Jason Reeser have come in and scored for the Indians. So Ryan Braun going to come in. Max Murr with a wild jump hook. Rebound, Jason Reeser. Jason Reeser out top. Going to throw it to Tanner Cook. Over to Matt Benn. Matt Benn fakes it. Back over to Jason. Jason to Matt. Tanner Cook has it again. Bobbles it. Gets stripped. Alexander on the run out. Takes it up. Left-handed in and good. Takes it. 59-35, 2:30 to go here. 10-man scoreboard. Going to have a timeout. Indians going to call full timeout. Actually, it's going to be a 30. We'll stay here with them. Going to have a whole host of subs coming into the game.
Yeah, this timeout's, I think, just to organize the subs a little bit.
Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun's going to come in.
Yep. New faces, people playing with unfamiliar teammates. Just, I think, quick 30-second to get them organized.
Again, 59-35. Indians in the lead. What is there, about 2:30 left, I believe?
Yeah, 2:29 I think I saw.
2:29, yep. You're right on it, Coach Hubs. And we'll be getting another victory here. So good weekend for the Indians. Two wins. Two road wins. Once at the barn in New Knoxville, and then back here at Ansonia. So 2:22 to go. Wendell, Braun, Cook, Schreier, and Reister on the floor for the Indians. For Ansonia, Wentworth, Alexander, Murr, Clark, and Sanders. Cade Wendell kicked back out to Schreier. Over to Ryan Braun. Tanner Cook off the bounce. Pull-up jumper up. No good. In and out.
Bad shot.
Rebound by Wentworth. Good look by Tanner Cook.
Building a program. Young kids. Coach Kramer still working at it. Look at him down there. He's not sitting down. He's giving everybody an honest effort here. He's up there coaching them up.
I agree. Coach Kramer does a great job. Did a great job when he helped out at St. Henry.
Yes, he did.
And he's going to get these guys playing.
Yep.
No doubt. Like I said, when you're playing sophomores and freshmen against juniors and seniors, a lot of times this is what happens. And he's working hard, and Alexander's going to get.
When we coached against the boys 2 years ago, Alex Murphy was their JV coach, one of your former players at Mississinawa.
I remember
during the warm-up of the JV, Alex telling me they had good eighth graders coming, you know, that they thought there were some kids they could point to. That would be this year's sophomores.
That is correct. That's several of these young men out here. Sprinkled in a couple freshmen, too. Over to Schreier. Kyle skipped past Jason Reisner. Picks up his dribble. Throws it out top to Ryan Braun. Back over to Tanner Cook. Kick out Schreier. Three ball up and in and out. Rebound Cade Wendell. Cade's going to take it up. Fake. Step through. And go to the line and shoot two. So
line. Does Cade have varsity points this year?
I think he did at FM, actually, when we did that game.
Yeah.
Called it on the floor.
No shot. I thought he'd
Sink's
be going to
come in and replace Murr. 1:13 to go. 59-37. And to Ryan Braun. Jump shot. No good. Nothing but backboard. Rebound by Clark. Clark's going to bring it across the timeline. Over to Sanders. In the corner to Sink.
I lost it. I'm out.
And then
I don't hear
59
you.
Seconds to go. Shot up, no good. Sanders rebound, puts it back in. So Aiden Sanders got 9 points. Sorry about that, Coach. My foot got caught up in this cord again.
They're probably tired of hearing me anyway.
59-39, 38 seconds. Like Big Ralph would say, put him on the bus.
Yeah.
Tanner Cook says, not before I shoot a three, and it's missed. Sanders with the rebound. Sanders going to cross the timeline to Sink. Like you said, Coach Kramer still calling out points.
Yes, he is.
Ball on the way. Good. So, you know, it's under 20. My man Sonny's going to be happy about that part. You know, and never like losing, but Coach Kramer knows, hey, this is something to build on. He's going to be having tournament next week probably, and this one's going to belong to the Indians, folks. 59-42. Your Indians win. We'll come up, have a few stats, and we'll wrap it up. Doubt if we'll have an interview tonight. So we're here back in Sonia High School. Our Indians win tonight, 59-42. Not the greatest played game, but, you know, one of those games, Coach, where you got a lot of the bench guys in and gave people opportunity to get some playing time tonight.
Yeah. Statistically, they always say that if you have more points than shots that you attempted, used to be. This was, I know, even before the three, this was really true. It's a pretty efficient game. You've got Micaiah Cox at 6 for 10, 10 attempts, 16 points. You've got Caleb Martin, 7 attempts, 5 of 7, finished with 10. And Matt Binn, 3 for 6, finished with 9 points. So, you know, it's pretty good efficiency for the shots that you get. Rebounding 33-19, Coach.
We just
warmed down in there, I think.
One thing that definitely steps really comes out there. And also, you know, again, Indians 23 field goals, shoot 50%, didn't shoot real well from the three. But, you know, overall, pretty good team effort by everybody. And Indians come out with a nice victory.
Couple flurries really separated it. just before halftime.
Yeah, right before half, you know. Yeah. Indians made a huge run, make it a 13-point game.
From what, a one-point game, really?
Yeah, it was. I mean, yeah. The floodgates emptied, and Indians go out in rolling fashion here. We'll be joined probably here shortly by Coach Guggenbiller, and we'll wrap this thing up and get out of here. And again, the Indians win. JV game, Indians win. Final score of that, let me see here, was, I don't know, what was the final of the JV game, Coach?
What did we end up? I'm looking
Lost
here.
Lost my stat sheet.
Well, let's see. Geez, I had to get my papers separated.
51-22, JV wins.
I'm looking at a box score with Elise Gale in it. I don't think she participated this evening, no.
For the JV team, we had Clayton Pearson with 8. Cade Wendell, 2. Ryan Braun, 7. Petey Judy, 11. Clint Metzger, 4. Reese Rogers, 11. Trevor Vaughn, 2. And Maximilian Klinkshern had 6. So Indians win the JV game 51-22. Again, I think Coach Overton's got 13 wins maybe on the season. So see Coach Guggenbiller heading this way. Got to find the other headset here.
If not, I can give him mine. You connected here, Coach?
I hear you. Yeah.
All right, great. We got Coach Guggenbiller.
Welcome
here
to our deluxe accommodations here on Press Row at Ansonia.
This is like the Sizzler here.
Yeah, it's hot up here, too. You know, not the prettiest things at times, and that's what you kind of get on Saturday nights, but we were talking, he had a huge run at the end of the second quarter that made it, went from 1 to 13 like nothing.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about, you know, starting a game in the first quarter, starting a game in the third quarter really well. But I think the key to that game is how we finished there in the second quarter. And then we transitioned to how we came out in the third quarter. We finished really strong, came out really strong in that. And that second to third quarter mix, and that was a difference in the game right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, this Ansonia team's young. I mean, you look at their lineup, they got 2 or 3 freshmen, a lot of sophomores, and, you know, that's what happens. I know Coach Kramer does a good job with them, but right now it's like men against boys probably with the defensive pressure.
Yeah, Coach does do a lot of good things with them. And a lot of, you know, he's a St. Henry guy, so he does a lot of stuff with which St. Henry does, And it was a good practice for us to work a lot on our Eagle offense against a 2-3 matchup zone. So if St. Henry throws that out next Friday, you know, we're able to get some good quality practice there. And you know, they are young and they play well. And, you know, I'm kind of losing focus here with this ball drop thing going on.
I was
going
to say.
You know, we'll wait here a second, watch this ball drop and – and see if one of them falls in there, and it doesn't look.
A green one.
So I don't know what they win, but I know Marion did and gave away her cold water like $10,000. But
this is $500, you know, here. So
you got to look, like Coach Hubbard said. We had a lot of. Anytime you score more points than shot attempts, you got to feel good about that.
You had three guys that did that, Coach. You got Micaiah Cox, 10 attempts, 16 points. Caleb Martin, 7 attempts, 10 points. And Matt Benn, 6 attempts and 9 points.
You know,
that's efficiency.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, we've really been kind of harping on. We went through that little 3-game skid there, and in that skid, we weren't real efficient. We're playing a little bit selfish, and we were harping on making the correct basketball play, being unselfish, okay? And part of being unselfish is producing efficiency, and that's what we're getting there. So that efficiency is huge, and that's, you know, maximizing your possessions and not giving away possessions like that.
Yeah, you assisted about a third of your goals, and that's pretty good for this game because you got to remember how many you got off your defense.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, kids just stripped it and took
it. Yeah, so.
So those are good shots, too.
It's a good sign because we're doing the things that we want to defensively, and then offensively we're getting those assists, so we're playing unselfish. So, you know, I like the direction we're headed right now, and, you know, if we keep tightening this group, keep buckling, keep tightening it up a little bit more and keep improving here, these last three regular season games and on in a tournament.
And you got tournament draw coming up tomorrow. What are you hoping to get? Third, fourth, probably, you thinking?
We're going to get the 3 seed. We got the 3 seed.
Oh, you did?
So,
all right.
So Lima Perry got the 1 seed. St. Henry got the 2 seed. We got the 3. Minster got the 4.
Wow, you got it over Minster. I didn't know how that go. And
yeah.
How many byes are there? 4?
So they're all top 4 teams will get a bye.
Looking at that and real quickly, you're probably going to end up at Coldwater, you think?
Yeah.
I can't imagine Perry's going to want to come our way.
Right. You know, the way it looks like, you know, Perry will take that top seed and Allen East. St. Henry will take the 2nd seed at Coldwater. And then, you know, the way things look now, we'll take that 3 seed and a bye at Coldwater as well. So that'll be a, you know, we take care of business there in the sectionals. That'll be a district semifinal matchup with St. Henry. But, you know, a lot of work to put in before we get to that point. And we got to make sure we take care of the things that we do.
No doubt about it. Well, good win tonight. Best of luck on the tournament trail and the rest of the season. Get the skins on Friday night.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
Enjoy the coach.
Again, Indians win tonight in pretty easy fashion over the Ansonia Tigers, and they'll go into action next week against St. Henry at home. So, again, Mark Hubbard, Jeff Vaughn, saying good night from Ansonia.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.